Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Thursday's Tip Edition. Thursday's tips are all about getting our lives completely together. However, I don't just tell you how to do it. I offer a couple of tips on things you can do to become successful, all while checking our hearts in the process. Trust me, there is a lot more than you might imagine. Each episode is geared towards making us feel empowered, starting from the inside out. So, let's get started with today's episode as we discover new ways to make the most out of life. Hello, everyone. This is Matters of the Heart podcast. Here, we talk about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness. We share experiences, advice, and knowledge to help you improve your life and learn more. The content, of course, is 100% for you, and your host on this beautiful journey is me, Rashonda. So, we just got through the Thanksgiving holiday. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you enjoy it? Did you catch any Black Friday sales? You know, I'm a Cyber Monday. I can't even think of what it is. But anyway, I'm a Cyber Monday type of girl, okay? So yeah, I love the online stuff. But hopefully you gave some just desserts to Thanksgiving because it needed it. It deserved it, okay, before you got into your Christmas festivities. I know a lot of people are already putting up Christmas trees. Some people started way back, probably after Halloween. I think I heard somebody put up some Christmas trees and lights, and I was like, after Halloween? Really? I guess everyone is just excited, though. This has been a crazy 18 months with CV19. Hopefully, I'm not making no one cringe by saying that. I know it's been a long time with COVID, and we're still not out of the woods, but it's definitely been a change in the year, okay? Because last year, we were doing holidays by Zoom. Now, we are back to traveling and being with family, and that's an awesome, awesome thing. So, since we are going to be traveling with families, and I think for me, Christmas is like one of the most traveled holidays of the year. People travel for Thanksgiving, but I think most people really do their traveling for Christmas. So what do you do? Do you travel mostly for Thanksgiving, or do you travel mostly for Christmas, or do you kind of switch off, you know, from year to year? But however you do it, I'm going to get you prepared with some tips, okay? Now that we're getting back with family, okay, some people have been estranged from their family for like 18 months, like I said, and maybe that was a good thing for you, okay? Maybe you like that. But now it's like, okay, the bans are lifted, you know, and now, you know, the family's gonna be getting back together, and you just don't know how to deal with that. So today we're gonna be talking about dysfunctional family and the holiday blues. So in this episode, we're going to get into holidays from a different aspect. Most people have a hard time getting along with some of their family members or all of them. This is the case a lot of people deal with during Christmas, Thanksgiving, or other celebrations spent with family. And this is the topic on which we are going to talk about today. And I'm going to give you some special tips. So how you can overcome it, how you can go through it, and far more. So this gathering that I'm just going to get your mind prepared before you go and spend this big gathering with your family, okay? Just in case you kind of feeling, you know, I'm still upset at aunt such and such. I'm still not feeling uncle whoever. Mom is making me crazy. Dad, you know, whatever. So I'm going to ease your mind today. So, but there's a quote that says, and this is funny, families are like fudge, mostly sweet with a lot of nuts. Is that your family? Let's face it, that's everybody's family, okay? Everybody got some dysfunctional family members, okay? And if I can be transparent, some of us are the nuts in the family. I mean, hey, it is what it is. Let's face it, we all have a family member or relative who seemed to have come from another planet than we did. I'm sure you got some of those too. But while we may all wish we could send them back for a replacement, they are still part of our family. And despite the ups and downs that surround them, we have to deal with them and love them the same. I used to think personally that everyone had a good family except for me, because we seem to fight all the time. If we weren't fighting all the time, it seemed like the only time we could ever come together was for funerals. And that's, yeah. So, but anyway, so I felt like everybody had a good family, you know, but me. Is there a family in the world that don't fight? You know, which is non-existent, because every family have their heydays, but I think we had more than enough. So, just when you thought everybody was getting along, something would come up out of nowhere. It could be something that my mom said, my stepdad did, my sister thought, or how I reacted to it all. And the next thing we know, no one would pick up a phone for months on end. So as I got older, I realized that even the most prominent families had issues. No family is perfect by any means. And while my family was distant, other families didn't come together or allowed hatred to circle through them and build a fire that never ended. So, what do we do? Let's jump into my first 2 cents of advice, which is communicate regularly. I can understand the difficulties behind this. There are so many issues with some families that it'll take several counseling sessions to get those layers pulled entirely away. I found that most family situations can be solved, though, if we can learn to talk to each other before a problem escalates out of control. Maybe you tried to be the peacemaker and make amends, but the family is still at odds with one another. If you have done your part and did it with a clear heart and good intentions, then relax. At the end of the day, what you did really will matter. And maybe what you said, once everyone calms down, will hit someone's heart the right way and they'll reach out. But if they don't, let it go. Also, and I think this is a good point, you have to understand that just because you've reached a point where you're able to forgive, sometimes other people are not ready or haven't come to that point yet. So don't judge them for where they are in the process. Hopefully they'll come around when they're ready. In the meantime, you just have to pray for them and move on. So my next tip or point is seek counseling from a therapist. Listen, it is not a shame. It is not something weird. It is not a dirty word. It is not something you should feel guilty for. I know many people see psychiatric or mental health sessions with an expert as an "I don't want people to think I'm crazy" moment, or "you're going to get committed to a psychiatric ward." Listen, sis, bruh, calm down. It's absolutely normal to go to counseling. I don't see anything wrong with it. You're definitely not crazy. And actually, I actually give you a high five and an applause for doing it. My story with counseling is I went to counseling twice in my life. One was when I was married, and again, after my mom passed. So in both situations, I needed help. And I sought help, and guess what? It worked. You know? and guess what again? I'm in my right mind and I'm not crazy. So if regular communication does not succeed with your family, then counseling is the next step. Some dysfunctional family issues may have nothing to do with you per se. Still, they could have something to do with what an older family member did. Issues could have been in place before your birth. The family never settled among themselves, which caused division with other family members. So this is the reason why counseling helps to get us past the then, to help us be better for the now and future family generations to come. So at least think about it. My next point would be back off, but not completely. Most families feel that most fiery problems will resolve themselves by staying away. In most cases, this only makes matters worse and hatred increases. Sometimes sometimes we'll feel as though problems will disappear if we continually avoid them. You know what I mean? Well, if I avoid it, I ain't got to worry about it. No, we all know that the problem still exists. However, we relieve a bit of our emotional load when we take some steps back. While situations may become too strong to handle in families, you may have to back off just to protect yourself. But don't allow it to make you stay away. Don't let weeks, months, or even years keep you from connecting to your family unless you have been totally pushed away. In that case, it's not your fault or problem, but the individuals who closed the door without making amends. So, now on to the most critical point of this episode. And that is, forgiveness is key. When you've made every attempt to bring about reconciliation, but find that there is no effort on their part, then you have to forgive them and move on. Forgiveness, as we've been told many times, it doesn't excuse the behavior that dysfunction brings, but it allows us to learn from what happened and let it go. In the bottom line, hard feelings will not get us somewhere. As stated, if you have done your part, you don't have to worry about anything further. Just stay friendly and show empathy. Remember, it's not about what they did, what they said, or what they haven't done. It's about what you do at the end of the day. My mom used to tell me that all the time. She said, Rashonda, you know, it's not what they do, it's what you do. And that is so true. I didn't understand it at the time, but I understand it now. You know, if somebody do me wrong, it's not how they treat me, but it's my reaction to their mistreatment, which could make the biggest, that can make the biggest difference in the whole wide world. So forgiveness is your path to have peace for yourself, and it's not for them, it's for you. We cannot change our families because we're stuck with them forever. No matter what we think or how we feel about them, they are a part of us and we are a part of them. But you will find out that family, no matter how dysfunctional they may be, they really are a good addition to our life. It's something that everyone dreams of having, even if it can't be with their natural ones. So be thankful, think openly, try frequently, try. Give it an opportunity. And hopefully the celebration vibes during the holidays will fix a bit of your dysfunctional family situation. Listen, coming up in our next episode of Thursday's Tips, I'm going to give you some pointers on dealing with family gatherings and dodging annoying questions like, why are you still single? You know what I mean? So stay tuned for that. And until then, my name is Rashonda. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your friends and family so we can grow our community as we all learn together. You can also follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Say, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening. And until next time, take care.